issues like funding for infrastructure, the opioid crisis, and health research. He says he thinks an infrastructure bill can get done because the president wants one. Davis said the president is going to be willing to work with all sides. President Trump said a 10% cut for individuals is still possible. Regarding the tax cuts, if you can get support from 10 Democrats in the U.S. Senate during the lame duck session, Davis said they can move in the Senate instead to make last year's cuts permanent during the lame duck session, but the same hurdle remains. The bill passed the House, and they're waiting for the Senate to take it up. Davis says he's also eyeing the passage of a farm bill, saying first things first, we've got to get a farm bill done in the lame duck session that's coming up. More news after Fox at 7 o'clock.
Already the most destructive, a California wildfire is now the deadliest in state history. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 13 more bodies were found, so it's now 42 people killed, some found in or near cars trying to flee, many others barely made it.
There was wall-to-wall flames, flames going underneath our car, over our car.
More than 200 people were still unaccounted for, and families are desperately looking for loved ones at evacuation centers, hospitals, and the coroner's office. In burned-out neighborhoods, search and recovery teams are combing through the ashes, looking for remains and any possible survivors. Cadaver dogs and two portable morgue units from the military are also being brought in to help.
That's Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise. More than 6,000 homes have burned down as fires also scorched Southern California, destroying hundreds of structures there, leaving two more dead. They're still recounting votes across Florida in the close Senate and governor's races, especially where there have been lawsuits and fraud allegations. Broward County, Fox's Griff Jenkins is there.
The other county having trouble in Palm Beach County yesterday, the election supervisor Susan Booker saying that she finds it impossible to get the recount done on time. When you ask the lawyers here what happens if they don't get the recount done on time, that's an open question, but we'll certainly have legal challenges.
And the deadline is Thursday. Kyrsten Sinema has finally won the Arizona Senate race, the Democrat taking what had been a Republican seat, beating GOP candidate Martha McSally. It's going to take longer to settle Georgia's governor's race. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has this live.
Dave, a federal judge ruling in favor of Democrat Stacey Abrams, ordering election officials to hold off on naming a victor until provisional ballots are reviewed. Abrams' lawsuit pointed out cases where voters were turned around after computer glitches and instances where they were not offered provisional ballots. Republican Brian Kemp, who's currently Secretary of State, declared victory, says it's mathematically impossible for Abrams to force a runoff. Dave.
This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. Governor Bruce Rauner and Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker will make a joint appearance at the state's bicentennial celebration December 3rd. Republican Rauner made the announcement yesterday. That's less than a week after Democrat Pritzker defeated the governor in the election after a bitter campaign. Rauner says the focus should be on the future, and there is no better place to start uniting than at an event that celebrates the greatness of Illinois. Pritzker says it means celebrating as one Illinois. But the bicentennial gala will be less great than expected. Poor ticket sales forced the commission to move the party from the United Center to the Aon Grand Ballroom at Navy Pier. Bicentennial Executive Director Stuart Lane says the new venue allows for a more intimate event. In sports, New York Giants snapped a five-game losing streak. They beat the San Francisco 49ers 27-23 in Monday Night Football. Bulls fell to the Dallas Mavericks 103-98 last night. And the Chicago Bears, meanwhile, are expressing support for Cody Parkey after he missed two extra points and two field goal attempts in a 34-22 win over Detroit. Coach Matt Nagy says the team is discussing the possibility of having Parkey practice more at Soldier Field during their off times. We have more news coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. News is brought to you by the Brass Horn.
St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Maroa Foresight Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. A special tailgate show from the kennel comes from 11:30 to 12:30, and then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30 with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY, and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Could he be any more homer in that spot? All right, here we go. Jeff Daly with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Clouds out there right now, partly sunny later this afternoon with a high of 30 degrees. Clear tonight, 16 the overnight low. Sunshine, 36 tomorrow. Then cloudy skies on Thursday with a mix of rain and snow and a high of 37 degrees. 23 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, November 13th edition of Byers & Company. We'll preview that road to the state championship and all the coverage presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested. We'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and a brand new segment of the WSOY MCA Remix. It's up on Facebook right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're here on a Tuesday, 1 week from the election, and I'm wondering when Florida will be sorted out. Don't really care, to be honest with you. I cannot tell you the burden that has been lifted for me about having any angst whatsoever about politics anymore at all.
You feel good about it, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what hasn't changed? Anything.
No.
I mean, it's like if you just get up and don't care about it, the world keeps turning. I mean, it's not like it changes. Do I care who's governor of Florida?
Nah.
I'm sure people in Florida do,
mm-hmm.
But we just elected J.B. Pritzker. So, what? How can I be pointing any fingers?
Right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
And by the way, did you say that the lieutenant governor, you mean the lieutenant governor elect is going to be, was that Mike Kerrigan thing?
Yes, I apologize. Yeah,
they haven't taken office yet, have they?
Right.
I know it was declared 30 seconds after the election.
Yeah,
polls were closed.
Dropped that one by accident. Yeah.
All right, just checking, making sure. All right, there is a. We played a version of Hangman yesterday at the YMCA. We had our WSO YMCA remix. Stick it to the man. That was the theme.
Okay.
And we're winding things up. Next Monday is our last.
Oh, wow.
Our 12 weeks will be up right in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas and for everyone to get fat again. And so we had a bunch of circuits that we were doing, and then we had to answer questions, and whoever got the question wrong had to go put the hangman. It's been a while since I played hangman.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a while since
we had to draw. Molly had us draw everything, including like the thing you hang them on. Usually you just play like the head, the body,
the scaffold.
Yeah,
they
do the whole
scaffold
thing.
The whole bit, huh? Yeah,
the news.
Nice. Oh, good. Jeez.
And our team won. And I don't know about the points total. We have Team Hall and Team Abby. And we'll see, because I think we did pretty good because of Rachel, who was like climbed more stairs. I mean, she did like the Towering Inferno like 9 times in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
What, literally climbed like Mount Everest. I mean, like she did like 30,000 feet.
Holy
29,000 something or 30,000. Yeah, crazy, right?
Great job, Rachel.
And then do you remember Sally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was that the very first time we did this? You were in the very first challenge. And so the loser of the hangman had to do Sally. So there was an extra incentive to win yesterday.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So she took questions right out of our MyFitnessPal logs. So like, how many calories are in blah, 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 like right out of somebody's log. And so the other side, led mostly by Lindsay, they started this Price is Right crap. I mean, this is like the worst. Like, we should have had to give our answers in secret, because we'd like take turns giving the answer first. So like if we would say, 800 calories, they would go $7.99 or $8.01.
Oh, that's that's cruel. That is cruel right there.
Well, it's just, it's
I always hate that.
I know. It's not a real contest of smarts. Mm-hmm. You're just sort of trying to, you're trying to game the game.
Right.
And so, in my mind, you know, give us an honest guess of what you think it's going to be, and then, you know, that's the deal.
Right.
So
don't try to play it.
Don't give us 801, you know, because you think it's going to be over, or 799 because you think it's going to be under. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Video is up on NowDecatur.com and the NowDecatur Facebook page if you'd like to check it out.
Sally.
We did win, and they Sally, and you can see that in the video as well.
Congratulations to you.
Well, we barely won. I think we had, it was like the struggle who was going to get the last arm or the last leg, whatever it was.
Oh, but having to do
Hangman.
Having to do Sally.
Is Hangman even, can we even do that today? Is that even politically correct?
I was going to say, is that allowed? I guarantee you it's probably not allowed in a school.
No, but would a kid know what? I mean, would your kid know what Hangman was?
No. No, wouldn't have a clue.
Okay.
Guarantee it. The older one might. The younger one, no.
There they are doing Sally.
Oh, Sally. Sally was terrible.
Bring Sally up. Bring Sally down. Mm-hmm. You're like, please bring Sally up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only a four-minute song. And when you're walking around, or as I was filming, it really doesn't seem like that long if you're not actually doing it.
No.
But doing it is a whole other thing.
Doing it is a completely different scenario.
Uh-huh.
So, and please explain what Sally is. It's squat.
It's a Moby song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the song's called Flower, actually.
Yeah, actually, I think that's exactly what it's called.
But in the line, it'll say, bring Sally up. Bring Sally down. And every time you say bring Sally down, you have to go down into a squat.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring Sally up, you come up. But there's times where you go bring Sally down, and it's like 40 seconds before
right.
you get a
you
come
have,
up. You
have
to
stay
in the squat
for
the length of the entire song.
Awful.
Didn't look fun.
No, it doesn't. check out the video. You'll see why.
Yeah, it's up on Nowdecatur's page and Nowdecatur's Facebook page. All right, this Thursday we're going to be at the Starlighting deal at HSHS St. Mary's.
Right. Broadcasting live from the lobby.
We are.
I can't believe that's already a year.
Well, yeah, that would be exactly a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to purchase a light or lights in tribute of a loved one, you can listen to us on Thursday morning, and we're going to be because we have some donors ahead of time, if you buy one, we're going to match you one. So if you want to name for a list of loved ones who have passed or in honor of maybe, you know, new children or grandkids being born, there's 700-plus lights on that big star that they put up on top of the hospital. And the suggested donation of $50 will get one of those. Those lights will be in the name of a loved one. And then later, we broadcast, right? When is that? That is November 28th. And then they read all of those names, and it's a very nice ceremony. They have music.
It's a very nice ceremony.
And then they officially light the star on November 28th. So this Thursday, you can call, and we'll give you the phone number that morning. You can also go online and do this. Go to stmarysdecatur.com/foundation if you'd like to find the online giving. But if you wait until Thursday and do it during the show, then we're going to be matching. So if you get one, we're going to match you another.
Yeah, and it's a great way to remember somebody at the holiday season. I mean, because that star, every year, I mean, you know, you drive that way every morning.
Mm-hmm.
You wait for the star to come up and be lit. And so, yeah, it's a great way to honor someone.
It really is, and a very nice way to do it. And then, like, you can take, particularly, you know, for loved ones that passed a long time ago, maybe a way to connect grandkids mm-hmm. to grandparents. I mean, you know, like, because you can drive by and go, okay, that one of those is, you know, grandma's.
Right.
It's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So we'll be there Thursday.
Thursday from 6 until 9.
From 6 until 9. Yes, that's right. Sorry, I was looking at Wednesday as the day that they're doing the actual starlighting service and broadcast.
On the
28th. That's November 28th,
right.
Yes, at 6 p.m. So that should be fun. All right. This Thursday, when I get done with that, I got to go over to Springfield.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's this week, isn't it?
It's going to be interesting because I don't know. I mean, do you think that, like, do you think the governor is like a short timer? I mean, you know how people get, like, when they know they're leaving.
Mm-hmm. I keep getting his emails from his people every day.
About?
And he has no scheduled public events.
I don't blame you.
No scheduled public events.
Listen, man, I'd be back home.
And
I'd be phoning it in, literally.
He did do something yesterday for Veterans Day, which was obviously, you know, of course, a very nice thing. But got today's? Nope, nothing.
I don't blame you,
nothing
man. I would literally be phoning it in from my home, someplace warm.
JB, All yours, buddy.
Yep. Have at it. Anyway, I go over Thursday to the governor's mansion because they're going to announce the next Governor's Cup winner, which this past year we've had the great honor of having the cup out here in the lobby of Newhoff Media. And it's been a great honor for Decatur. First time since 1985 that Decatur was recognized as the overall winner, the Governor's Cup winner, for community service and mainly for the food drive was the thing that we entered. So I get to go over and help present the Governor's Cup to the next winner.
Handing off of the cup.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool.
We get to keep the small one, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, that one stays.
Yeah, that's sort of like, and that's not uncommon with trophies. Like, I think at the British Open, you know, you get the claret jug for a year, and then they give you like a smaller replica nice. Of that to keep, you know, because the original trophy has all the names on it, just as this one does
right.
As well. And so it will be interesting to see. I don't have any idea. I didn't participate in the judging contest part of it. We were invited to do that, but just because of scheduling and times and all that, they do it in the morning while we're still on the air. And so we didn't get it. So I don't have any idea who's going to get the Governor's Cup because they have awards in several categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the overall winner, which Decatur won last year. That's the Governor's Cup. That's the big one.
Right. And it's very cool. So you'll be doing the ceremonial handing off of the cup?
Yes. It's a peaceful transition of power, Jeff.
I was waiting for that.
Yes, it is. It is a peaceful transition of power.
There is no scuffling. There will be no recounts.
No, there will be no pregnant chads.
There will be no found ballots anywhere.
Nope. Nothing to see here. Move along.
No, in Florida, they probably haven't.
No, we will just pass it along peacefully. But I was curious. I'm like, I wonder if the governor's going to be there because he was there last year to give us the cup.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be there.
I don't know.
I would be.
I'm telling you, man, I could understand. I could understand if he went, screw that. Couldn't you? You wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally get it. It's like.
I mean, you go over there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you take time out of your life, your very successful life, where you could afford to do anything you want to do, or do nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And was he perfect? No, no one is. But the idea that the Democrats in this state were able to convince voters, well, mainly Chicago and Chicago suburbs, that the guy who was there for 4 years was the problem and not the whole system that's been in place,
right.
Is amazing to me.
Right.
You know what's going to be more amazing to me is that these Democrats, I hope they do well. I hope J.B. Pritzker does well. I'm not wishing him bad luck.
No.
I hope he does well. But like, if we're sitting here 3 years from now and they go, well, okay, I guess Rauner wasn't the problem.
Which they will never do.
No, but the voters might.
Oh, yeah, the voters might, but it depends on where we're at 3 years from now.
I don't see how, without fundamentally changing the way we do business here, that there is ever going to be any actual change. Do you?
No. No, I keep hearing all these things being floated right out of the box. A, you got to get them through, which I mean,
well,
you do have both houses.
You have a supermajority.
You know, but they're going to get all this money if they do these things, and then they're just going to blow it. Their track record kind of proves that.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly. So I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. When I saw him the Sunday before the election, when he was in town that morning, he looked tired.
He looked tired when he was in here doing the show weeks ago.
Yeah, he just looked tired.
Well, it's got to be exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what party you are, I mean, take all that stuff out of there. Just the human toll it takes on somebody, it's got to be amazing.
Yeah.
So I hope he's there. I'd like to see him one last time because I really do like him as a human being.
Oh, yeah.
And if not, then I understand, man.
I get it.
I would literally have one of those umbrella drinks. Sitting on sand somewhere.
He's sitting at the mansion. He's up in his room, just kind of lounging with the robe. Yep, they're on their own down there. I got nothing to do with it. Hand off that cup. Okay, good. I wouldn't blame him in the least.
I wouldn't either. But I don't think he's that kind of guy.
No. I think he'll be there.
All right, let's take a quick break. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Well, plenty clouds out there right now. Look for sunshine later this afternoon, up around 30 for a high, and then a clear night tonight. Another cold one on the way, 16 the overnight low. Sunshine, 36 tomorrow, and then Thursday, a cloudy day with rain mixing with snow at times, 37 your high. Right now, 22 at the studios in downtown Decatur, your WSOY time, 719.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you going to find a nice girl?
Oh, Mom!
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Cooking, that's all I could think about. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, family, parties, dinners. Well, we needed a new stove and microwave. That's all there was to it. So, off to the stores we went. After checking everybody's best deals, we decided Dick Van Dyke Appliance World beat them all. We got a beautiful GE True Convection stove in that new slate color and a matching over-the-range microwave with super easy, clean interior. And we saved over $1,000 on the set. They came with that exclusive, free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan and no-interest financing, too. I can't wait to start my holiday cooking. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during our Black November sale. Get 0% interest financing with approved credit and save over $1,000. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hi, this is Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop locally. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into this community. This message is brought to you by Michelle Reynolds, Mark Reynolds, and John Weber of Wells Fargo Advisors and Neuhoff Media Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. You know, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Sleeping here alone. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. I want to thank Hickory Point Bank Invested. They're going to be sponsoring our extended coverage, our videos, our road to the state championship. It's going to be a fun ride as we get underway this weekend. And we'll be broadcasting from 11:30 to 12:30 on Saturday, an hour ahead of the pregame. We're going to bring some Moroa fans and some St. Teresa fans, put them all together and have a great time. And then, of course, you can watch the Unbeaten series. We'll have the fourth segment of that series released Friday morning. Heading into the big weekend, and then it's going to be. I mean, are you excited? Do you think it's sort of like? I know it's hit home to the St. Teresa Bulldog team and the Royal Forsyth Trojan team and the coaches and the inner circle, but I mean, I don't know that it's if the community understands that this is going to be a 20-30 year story.
Saturday. I mean, those schools do for sure.
Yeah,
they do for sure.
Now, you've been around this. What's the excitement level
there? Oh, gosh. Well, I can tell you just because I've been covering the St. Teresa side, you know, whenever they announced during the game, this last game, what the score was at Moroa, St. Teresa went wild that Moroa was winning. They wanted this game.
Yeah.
They're excited for the matchup. This is, and then everybody knows this is going to be the game. And almost coming down, like looking back in history, this will be the game probably more so than the state game.
I disagree with you.
No, this will be the game people will remember. I really believe that.
It might, unless you win a state championship, and then I guarantee you, you're not going to not remember winning a state championship.
Yeah, but it will. I mean, this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, it is. And to your point, people often, when you go back to Lake Placid in 1980, people often forget that we didn't beat the Russians for the gold medal. We still had another game to play.
Yes.
After we beat the Russians.
Yeah. It's like Finland or something.
I can't remember. But that is what's remembered.
But that's what I'm saying. It will be kind of, not.
But we did win the gold medal.
Yes.
I mean, had we just beaten the Soviet Unions and not won a gold medal, I think it would have still been a big story.
I still think winning it all is a big deal.
It is, but I'm saying this is kind of like that that game.
I suppose it is. It's not quite the U.S. versus the Russians.
Not quite, but I mean, I don't know who you'd make the Russians in this case.
No, but I know both of those coaches, and I know the competitive nature of those teams. Mm-hmm. They want to win a state championship.
They do.
Nobody's going to go, well, we won this one, so we're good.
No, not at all. But for...
And then don't forget, you got Argento Orienta.
Oh, I know. And that's going to be fun, too, because, have they ever had this kind of...
The last time they went undefeated in a regular season was 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And if you go back in time... they weren't doing, state playoffs and state championships.
Yep.
That's how long ago this goes back. Even those two undefeated back-to-back teams that Jerry Dawson talks about in part one or part two of the undefeated, I don't remember which one he was in, is that, that was their state because they didn't have
yeah.
But now it's, you can play a Memorial Stadium. And Moroa, Forsyth in particular, they've got something to prove to themselves because they've mm-hmm. gone over there 2 years in a row and lost a state championship game. And I think they want that.
They're hungry for it.
Yeah, they want St. T. And I think St. T is just as hungry.
Oh, yeah.
They got that kid who's, unbelievable. I don't know. I can't wait. We're going to be live from 11:30 to 12:30. We're still working on location. I'm not sure Brett maybe jumped the gun a little on some of that promo stuff that I just heard.
Yeah, I've got a promo that says the same that's supposed to be starting today.
I know. We're figuring it all out. But we're going to do courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. And we did signs, too, by the way. We did Moroa Forsyth signs and St. Teresa signs we'll be handing out for the fans. And all of that presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested. And then part four will go up Friday morning, mm-hmm. get everybody all geared up and ready for Saturday. And then, of course, we'll be out there with the video cameras Saturday as well.
I heard St. Teresa's bringing in extra bleachers.
They are. Well, I would think they would have to.
Yeah, I think, though, because the wayside isn't much away. I mean, it's still...
Yeah, not a whole lot of seating on the east side of...
What does weather look like for this weekend?
Cold.
What? As of right now, clouds, but 41.
Okay, 41 will be like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Let's just pray no wind.
Well, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Right. Going on no matter what.
I wouldn't mind clouds, honestly, to be... I know, if just from a filming point of view.
Oh, well, that's what people care about.
I know.
No, really, we'd rather sit in the shade so Lindsay can get good footage. I don't think that you're going to get much sympathy on that one.
They'll have good hot chocolate at the field, so be ready.
Yep. So, anyway, we'll be following all of that. We'll be live from 11:30, 12:30, then the regular pregame show at 12:30 and kickoff at 1 on SOY. Eric Lee and the crew will be at Argento Orienta for the other game that day because, remember, we've got three teams that we've been following for this unbeaten series that all have a chance to head to a state championship. Well, they don't. Someone's going to state from the Moroa Saints game.
Yeah. One way or another.
And I got a good feeling about our general in it, too. So we might be over there a week from Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, covering not one, but perhaps two.
In their back-to-back games.
Local teams playing for a state championship. How exciting is that?
Great stuff.
I'm just super stoked about the whole thing.
I know.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I really want to thank Carla and the whole crew over at Hickory Point Bank. This is the great stuff about, local high schools, mm-hmm. local bank, invested in the community, supporting it all the way. It's going to be a blast. I cannot wait. So if you want to get a sign, come out and have some fun. We're going to have a blast on Saturday and maybe the biggest game in the history of Macon County high school football.
And I'm not even being a homer on this one, I just want a really good game.
I don't know. I mean, is there a bigger? I mean, I guess it all depends on the outcome. If it's a blowout one way or the other, I'm saying, but if it turns into like a really good game or a nail biter, I mean, this will be a game that will be talked about for decades.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And good luck to the Bombers as well. And look for part four of the Unbeaten starting Friday morning. Go to the Nauticator.com website or the Nauticator Facebook page. All right. I got Illini tickets to give away. I've got Deck the Town to tell you about. We've got a preview of the auction coming up next week.
Oh, my gosh, yes, that's coming.
And last minute, if anybody out there wants to get involved in that, I'll tell you how you can do that as well. The WSOY MCA remix video is up. We played Hangman, which it occurred to me we'd have to explain to Little Man what a Hangman is.
No, I asked him.
He knew?
Yeah, he knew.
Really?
They play a version of it. He said it's a little darker.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Of course it is. Back to our conversation last week.
Yeah, really.
All right, we've got to take a break because Hangman was only good enough for a couple of hundred years, but now they've got to make it darker. kids and their angst. Here's Jeff Daly with your news. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. Monday evening, shortly after 5, Decatur police officers responded to an address in the 1100 block of North Main Street in reference to shots fired. When they arrived at the scene, officers found a 12-year-old Decatur boy had been shot. The victim was transported from the scene by EMS to Decatur Memorial Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The scene was secured. The investigation got underway, and as a result, 20-year-old Avante Flesh has been arrested and booked into the Macon County Jail. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter. However, at this time, the investigation continues and additional arrests are possible. Anyone with information related to the crime is encouraged to call the Decatur Police Department at 424-2711, the Decatur Police Detectives Bureau at 424-2734, or call Crime Stoppers at 423-TIPS. No other information has been released at this time. We have more news coming your way after Fox News on WSOY Decatur at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Search teams in Northern California are going to addresses of people reported missing in the wildfire burning there. The remains of 42 have been found. This woman doesn't know if her home is one of at least 6,000 destroyed.
But, you know, I'm here. I'm not burned. And that's all that really counts.
Members of Congress are back at work today. House Republicans have a few more weeks in the majority before Democrats take over there. And the deadline for a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown is December 7th.
Republicans are hoping to make good on President Trump's promise to fund the border wall, but newly emboldened Democrats say they're more concerned with protecting special counsel Robert Mueller. House GOP lawmakers are also hoping to push a farm bill that could include new limits on food stamps over the finish line. Meanwhile, dozens of newly elected House members and a handful of new senators will arrive in Washington for orientation as both parties prepare to choose its leaders.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. The General Assembly's fall session gets underway today, and they'll consider legislation vetoed by Governor Rauner this week and again through this week through Thursday and again November 27th through the 29th. Lawmakers might take up vetoes of legislation setting the minimum public school teacher salary at $40,000, barring tobacco sales to those under 21, and raising the limit on awards from the Court of Claims from $100,000 to $2 million. They'll also open the assembly with questions about the future of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield. The committee today will question officials with the museum, its fundraising foundation, wants state tourism money to help pay off $9 million owed on a decades-old loan that was used to buy Lincoln artifacts. But questions about the authenticity of a stovepipe hat purportedly belonging to Lincoln have created negative publicity for the foundation. In sports Monday Night Football, it was the Giants over the 49ers 27-23. In the NBA, the Mavericks down the Bulls 103-98. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
ADM Trucking is now hiring safe and professional drivers that are home daily.
I'm Bill Robinson. I work for ADM Trucking. I like the camaraderie. People are great to work for, friendly environment. The benefits are real great. The pay's pretty good, too. Oh, it's great being home every night, being on the local board. It's well worth it. ADM's a good fit for me.
Apply by calling 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today, gradually becoming sunny and highs around 30 degrees. Then tonight, clear, lows around 16. Wednesday, sunshine expected, highs near 36. Then Thursday, starting off with some rain, snow mix, turning to rain, then back to snow later in the afternoon possible with highs near 37 degrees. It is 22 degrees in downtown Decatur.
One, two, three.
Tupper on sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NFL.
Well, looking at the schedule, Brian, this week in the NFL offers the best bunch of marquee matchups that we've had all season. But the best of it all could be moved due to unsafe field conditions. First of all, it's rare when you have a weekly schedule that gives fans a terrific game on Thursday night, then another one when a lot of people are watching in that late Sunday afternoon time slot, then another one on Sunday night, and then another one on Monday night. There's usually one or two clunkers in there like we had last night with the 49ers and the Giants meeting in a Monday night game between two really bad teams. But this week is full of promise, starting with Thursday night when Green Bay is at the Seattle Seahawks. Late Sunday afternoon, it's the Philadelphia Eagles at the New Orleans Saints. Philadelphia has been disappointing, that is true, but they did win the Super Bowl last year. And New Orleans is one of three one-loss teams in the league, as Drew Brees is having an amazing season in which he is completing 77.3% of his passes. Then Sunday night, it's the NFC North leading Bears hosting the Vikings in an important division game. And then Monday night, potentially the best matchup of all, the 9-1 LA Rams against the 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs in Mexico City. Or maybe not in Mexico City, because the playing field there is in rough shape thanks to soccer games and concerts. I guess it's pretty well torn up. A group of NFL officials will meet today in Mexico City to make a determination if the field is good enough and safe enough. I think the last thing the NFL needs is to ruin a really good game on national television or ruin the knee or the ankle of a really good player. And, you know, I mean, right now it sounds like they're going to play this thing on a glorified pea patch. If necessary, they will move the game to Los Angeles. And this is one of the downsides to the NFL straining to reach to expand its international appeal. You know, they have games in London and Mexico City. I don't care where they play it, but I want to see two teams play and not think once about the condition of the field. That should be automatic when you're in the National Football League.
All right, we'll preview the Illini basketball on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
What does experience mean to banking customers? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and I can assure you that experience means more than just years of service. It means understanding the old and embracing the new. It means treating all customers as if they're the only customer, and it means making smart decisions that have a positive impact on the people of Decatur. Come to Hickory Point Bank and enjoy the benefits of our experience. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the Illini basketball.
For a long time, Illini basketball fans have been clamoring for more high-profile non-conference games to be played at the State Farm Center. Illinois plays an attractive schedule really every year, and never more so than this year, but too few of those games have traditionally been played in Champaign. You know, they play the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Obviously, half the time those games are played at ACC sites. They play in this Gavitt Games challenge with the Big East. Half those games are played in Big East sites, and they play a lot of neutral site games. The United Center game is in Chicago. This year it's the Maui Classic in Hawaii. The Bragging Rights game is in St. Louis. But this year there are a couple of good ones at the State Farm Center, including the season's first good test tonight against Georgetown. There's a different kind of feeling in the building when you walk in and the opponent is Georgetown as opposed to, say, Eastern Michigan. You know you're going to see quality players from a major conference. Tonight you'll see a recognizable head coach in Patrick Ewing, who's one of the most decorated players in college basketball or NBA history. And, you know, there will be just an excitement to find out how a very young Illini team responds to that kind of challenge. I don't know how good Georgetown is yet. They were a 500 team last year. They're 2-0 so far this year. I do know they have some very good players, the best of which is their big man, Jesse Govan, who's a versatile 6'10 senior, probably an NBA guy that Patrick Ewing inherited from the previous coaching staff. He is a double-double guy. He averaged 18 points and 10 rebounds last year. He's averaging almost 20 points early this year. Also in the starting lineup for Georgetown will be Trey Mourning. So that's another, a former Georgetown great, Alonzo Mourning. That's his son. He's a 6'9 forward. Big test for Illini freshman Georgie Bishanashvili, who will be trying to keep Georgetown big guys in check. He's an excitable guy, and he'll be, I think, excited off the charts tonight. His mother flew in from Austria on Sunday. She has not seen him play basketball in a year and a half. She will be there tonight. I think that's challenge number one for Georgie, just to keep his emotions in check. 7:30 tip tonight. You can listen to the game here on WSOY. It's also the first game of the season on a sort of traditional TV outlet, FS1. This will be fun tonight. And then it's off to Hawaii for them, where they will play in the Maui Invitational starting on Monday against a great Gonzaga team.
All right, Mark, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. I do have 4 tickets to tonight's game, Illinois-Georgetown. If you would like those. I'm going to give them away courtesy of the Team Soy Ticket Window. That's J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Dan Martini and the whole crew. By the way, is there a Brahaney baby on the way?
I haven't heard any news.
Michael is part of our WSOY MCA challenge. Did he seem a little stressed to you yesterday?
A little bit. I saw him in the wellness center doing weights. I'm like, what are you doing here? Aren't you like a baby coming? He's like, I just stress.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do with myself.
Well, best thoughts and wishes with them, and we'll keep them in our thoughts. All right, I have 4 tickets to tonight's game, and I will give them away to caller number 6 at 875-1340. Caller number 6 at 875-1340. 4 tickets to tonight's game, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
Do you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain? 15 years ago, I discovered that intense vibration and cold could block pain from needles. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and now I've invented VibraCool, a reusable, portable pain reliever. All of our models cost less than $100. We're the industry leaders in localized pain relief. Try VibraCool with Cool Pulse technology by going to VibraCool.com and enter the code RADIO and get 10% off. Just enter the code RADIO at checkout.
What's it like to diagnose a patient with breast cancer?
Knowing that I've had a family member who's been diagnosed and who's been worked up for breast cancer, I can sort of understand feelings that they're dealing with.
DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with interventional radiologist Dr. Desi Dennis to give his perspective of what it's like to give life-changing news to a patient. Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or on Now Decatur's Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Who won our Illini tickets?
Amy Cleary.
Okay, congratulations to Amy. Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah.
We give those away all the time, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance Bonds. All football season, all basketball season, and then we'll start up again with the Cardinals in the spring. Hey, I've been telling you lately about Strigulos Everything Office, and would like to extend an invitation to join Strigulos and the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce for an official business after hours and ribbon cutting, celebrating the opening of the new Strigulos Business Solutions Center. It's this Thursday, November 15th, 5 to 7, right down the street here, 150 East William. They're going to do 5 to 7, ribbon cutting at 5:30, complimentary beverages and appetizers, and they're going to do some really cool giveaways. I want to get the Alera chair. I need a new chair.
You really do.
Two Gen Mill gift cards. The Strigulos Business Solutions Center offers online ordering, pickup in store, IT consultations, design your office, get design ideas. Try out that chair before you buy it, right? I know you can get online and get stuff from China, or you can go down and actually sit in something and go, yeah, this is it. This is the one. Everything Office. You can call them at 429-2500. Would you like to talk to somebody face-to-face? They also offer the convenience of online. Printers, copy machines, fax machines, office furniture. And it doesn't just stop with supplies. They also offer computer and printer services, connection support. Stop in and browse the new showroom on Thursday, November 15th from 5 to 7 during the Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours and Ribbon Cutting. Strigulos.com is where you will find them online. But if you'd like to actually talk to a human being, they're there for that too. Strigulos, Everything Office, and their brand new Business Solution Center. Ribbon cutting this Thursday, 5 to 7. There have been a couple of technology stories over the last couple of days that even in a world that we live in where we just kind of think anything is possible, I have stopped and gone, wow. When I saw that some Netflix employees built a eye-controlled navigation hack for the iOS app, I thought, They have these out-of-the-box project things that they do, like a contest. And they literally built a navigation hack for the iOS app that uses expressions like eye movements or even sticking out your tongue to navigate the stream. And then I saw that Samsung is literally, their team is working on a TV that would be controlled by your brain.
Oh, man. My brain is nowhere, nobody needs to be in there.
Yeah, I get the feeling it would just like run up and down the channels.
Yes.
Never stopping on anything.
Be like a cat in the middle of the night just suddenly.
Now, how far away do you think we are? If you see the story about this company in England that's putting microchips in all their employees, and you talk about Samsung literally having a team working on a TV that you can control with your mind, and Netflix is already building an eye-controlled navigation hack for the iOS app. I mean, employees have put this together. I mean, how far are we away from not actually, like, when? How far are we away from being the device ourselves?
I don't think we're as far as people think. I know they still think that science fiction or going too far, but I think we're very close. Mostly out of convenience. People just keep giving away things. And I think if you were told, oh, you know that Apple Pay you have on your phone? You don't even need your phone. You can have a little chip. You can just wave your hand there. You can unlock your doors.
Or maybe it's a watch.
Even that, I think it's implant. I think the implant area, like in your hand or something.
Okay, but would you do that?
If I'm honest with myself, and it was becoming something that more and more people were doing, and it's never going to be proven completely secure, but I mean, if you could have your financial record, your health record.
What if you got hacked? I mean, are you ready to be hacked?
I mean, that's the scary thing, is even pacemakers right now can be hacked. And pacemakers.
That was a key plot in the season finale of Arrow.
Yeah, but it's actually true. I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, it is scary to think the more technology we put into our
bodies. Now, a couple of questions, if you don't mind. Because I'm not a Luddite, but I think I've got to draw a line somewhere. But I think you're not wrong as far as where we're headed. Because there was a whole piece that the AFP did that after conquering the world in, you know, a little more than a decade, that smartphones face sort of an uncertain future. They flatlined. I mean, and they flatline, let's face it, because everyone has one. I mean, it's not like a 100-inch TV that people want to wait till it's affordable or get. Everyone has one. Same time, I'm reading a story that smartphones are raising a mentally fragile generation. And then I read Netflix, control with your eyes, Samsung, control with your mind, UK firm, microchipping thousands of employees. Where are we in 2 years in the name of convenience? If you're going to sit there and type, would you please turn
your mic on?
I'm not typing. Okay. Well, clicking. Well, I'm sorry. Whatever the difference is. Oh, it's just distracting. Where are we in 2 years? Okay, is 2 years even a benchmark to ask about? Is it 1 year? Is it 3 years? Yeah, is it 5 years? I don't know. We forget that the smartphone, which we're already talking now, like that this, even though we use it 800 times a day, has flatlined. This didn't exist 12 years ago. So look at where we've come in a decade. Mm-hmm. And where are we? Is 10 years 100 years?
Oh, 10 years is 100 years. I think 10 years, we're looking at like already a Mars expedition down. I think.
Now you think, you say that, but a lot of this stuff that we've been promised for a very long time.
I know, but everything that.
Still remains science fiction.
Well, I mean, nobody needs a hover car.
Yeah, but just look how far that science fiction has advanced in the past 12 years.
Exactly.
Alone.
What used to be science fiction just quickly became reality.
Reality.
Okay.
And the norm.
Let's start with the microchip.
Okay.
Okay. I think people are fine putting one in their dog or their cat.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that would draw the line on that for them. And I'm not just talking about Christians and the whole mark of the beast thing, which is creepy.
I think there are a large population of a certain age will. No problem. And then the generations after that will. I think some people, like in our age group, will. But some will hold out, like you said, and then go, no, that's too far. We'll die.
Would you do it?
Nope.
Why?
Just won't.
I mean, but why? Beyond just won't.
It is just a little bit too intrusive for technology, for me personally.
What if it can save your life?
Is it any more intrusive than them knowing exactly what every single website you're looking at?
No, I agree.
I mean, like, their technology is already pretty intrusive in our life. Let me ask you this, though.
Okay, let's just say from a work setting, because this firm is doing this.
Yes.
Do you want your boss to be able to know what you're doing at all times when you're not at work?
My location and things like that, because you know the location would be included on that.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
I agree, but it's...
And what about due process? What about, you know, the law?
Right.
What about, you know, rights?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is the problem, is lawmaking, law changing, takes so damn long. I mean, they will never...
We're not even up to speed on, like, cell phone cameras.
Exactly.
When it comes to the law.
Right.
So by the time any time you try to legislate this, the technology will have changed, improved, you know, gotten more science fiction. And, of course, they're still trying to work on, like you said.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If you complain all the time about your phone freezing.
Yes.
Do you want to freeze?
Yeah. I think what you're talking about is like an implant in the brain. And I know
we're not far from.
I know.
I mean, I'm telling you. That I think that there's far too many millennials that if they could just sign up for the whole program and not have to do anything, that they would do it.
Yeah.
Without even questioning the ripple effects of any of this.
See, with a phone, I can set it down and walk away from it. A computer, I can get up
and
walk away.
And you do most days, like 4 p.m. till the next morning.
Right.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. But I can literally be away from that. Whereas with a chip implanted in you.
Yeah.
You're done, unless you're going to take a knife and cut it out yourself.
Oh, come on, Jeff. You can't tell me it doesn't have an on-off switch?
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
A chip implanted in you?
Yeah. You're not going to be hardwired into data 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with no way to shut it off.
I would be intrigued as to whether those chips have on-off switches or not.
Well, these chips, first and foremost, are not chips that they're using like a phone. They're security chips
right. Because
they handle top secret stuff, mm-hmm. and it's to get them in and out of security clearance. It's not that that chip isn't functioning as their phone.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, I see where, you know, eventually what I do see, the first chips that will be probably mainstream to the public, it will have your basically all of your financial information, so you'll be able to make payments just by touching something, or even, you know, that's it. Your health information, basically your entire health history. So you just get scanned at the doctor. They have it all there. They don't have to ask you 1,000 questions.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Basically, they can open doors or start a car or load medical data onto there. So if you were in an accident.
Unlock your own front door. I mean, like all of that stuff, all of your health information, financial. Yes, I think it would even have location services should you want it. Like you'd get your kids chipped and then you didn't have to worry about where they were at any time.
Man,
like
isn't lowjacking your kid. Tough enough being a kid.
I know, but I think lowjacking your kid would be very common, just like microchipping your pets. And that would be the first series.
Here's the first series of things I need to do is
take a break.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today, believe it or not, then gradually becoming fully sunny. Highs around 30 degrees. Then for tonight, clear. Lows around 16 degrees. Wednesday, sunshine. Highs near 36. Thursday, chance of rain and snow in the morning, turning to chance of rain. Later in the afternoon, highs around 37 degrees. Right now, it is 22 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Get personalized care on your terms from doctors who know you. The Sutter Health Network has primary care that fits your schedule. And when that care definitely can't wait, Sutter has options like walk-in care, urgent care, and video visits to get you feeling better sooner. So make sure your health plan includes a Sutter network of doctors and hospitals. Now is a good time to start at sutterhealth.org/open enrollment.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Does business take you to St. Louis? Let Cape Air take you there instead with fast, hassle-free flights between Decatur and St. Louis Lambert International Airport, starting at just $29 each way. Day trips are even more affordable with free parking in Decatur. Streamlined security lets you connect to anywhere in the world with ease. We've just added more flights. Book yours today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR.
Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Whether you need insurance to protect your business or your family's financial future, we believe that your needs are best served by local neighbors. J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, your local motorist insurance agency, is here for you. We know the area you live in and will take the time to get to know your specific needs. Contact J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds today to find out how you can benefit from working with a local agency. Or call 877-3344. 877-3344.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. The Decatur Civic Center has meeting rooms that seat up to 50 people each or a combined room for up to 100 people. Meeting rooms are equipped with Wi-Fi and sound systems with no setup fees. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecatureCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, iGen, that's what you need to look for. That's the generation born 1995 and later. They're the first generation to spend their entire adolescence in the age of the smartphone. They spend a lot more time online, on social media, and playing games. And they spend less time on non-screen activities like reading books, sleeping, or seeing their friends in face-to-face interactions. iGen is the generation I am much more worried about than I am millennials. And I think there's good cause. They are a fragile generation because of the technology. Yes, we're better off with it, but there also comes concerns. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Davis.